Chapter 2. It was pleasantly cool in the cafe, despite bright sunshine streaming through the windows, bouncing off an array of gleaming crockery behind the counter, where a youngish man was pouring foaming milk into a metal jug, while an older woman chatted to a customer at the front of a snaking queue. "As you can see, we're extremely busy." The woman, Dolly, I guessed, called over her shoulder, tray aloft as she weaved between packed tables with the grace of a dancer or someone who had worked there for a very long time. "Oops, sorry," I said to the man whose foot I'd just jerked my suitcase over, blinking idiotically when he looked up from his phone and gave me a dazzling smile. "Would you like a hand?" he said in a sexily accented English, a pair of strong eyebrows rising up his tanned forehead. "No, thanks. I'm fine, but thanks." My banter needed work. "Thank you." "No problem." "Thank you." A lot of work. His meltingly dark eyes lingered on mine until the woman sat opposite gave a light laugh and tapped the back of his hand, saying something in French. I caught the word Henri as I moved past, dragging my suitcase like an unwilling toddler, trying to take in my surroundings. But the hubbub was overwhelming, with nearly everyone calling a greeting to the woman. She was definitely Dolly, and casting me curious looks. My bags kept getting in the way, and apart from a delicious smell of baking mingled with coffee beans, I barely registered a thing until we entered the kitchen, where a tray of freshly made pastries was laid out, and then I was in a pretty courtyard enclosed by a vine-covered wall. "Can't hear myself thinking there," said Dolly, and gestured for me to sit at a picnic-style table shaded by a red and white striped umbrella. She dispensed with her tray without me noticing and picked up two glasses of fresh orange juice glistening with condensation. "You look like you could use a drink." I decided I liked, possibly loved, her. "Thank you," I said, relinquishing my suitcase as I gratefully took the glass and sat on the bench seat, aware of an ache in my shoulders from lugging bags, and maybe from being knocked over, and the tension which had accompanied me from home. My temperature dropped as I drank the cold juice quickly.